as a preliminary matter, this is Kim Mutchell. Permit me to confirm that all members and persons anticipated on the agenda are present and can hear me. Members, when I call your name, please respond in the affirmative. Vice Chair Jeffrey Harris.
Yes.
Member Diane Daddario.
Yes.
Staff, when I call your name, please respond in the affirmative. Health Director Kathleen Liberty.
Yes.
Health Director Janie McNeil.
Yes.
Public Health Nurse Alicia Sullivan.
Here.
And Regional Inspector Carrie McKay.
Here. I said it twice.
All right. So we are.
Sorry, Kathleen.
Oh, and for the record, we have Steve Sherlock here from Franklin Matters.
And we're being recorded.
And we are recording.
Did you write down?
All right. So the first thing is we have citizens' comments that are welcome to express their views for up to 3 minutes on a matter that is not on the agenda in compliance with General Law Chapter 38, Section 20, the open meeting law. The Board of Health cannot engage in a dialogue or comment on a matter raised during citizen comments. The Board of Health may ask the Director of Public Health to review the matter. Are there any citizen comments? Okay. Did we get our February minutes? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I think she wanted to hold this as a whole meeting today. I thought this was just a...
Oh, I don't recall getting the minutes.
No, this is just
this is
a just meeting.
Yeah.
This is a special meeting.
Oh, no, because I got this, or am I in the wrong one? This is the wrong one, sorry.
Yeah, well, this is a special meeting, so we won't meet
no,
that
No,
today.
No. I do
next
have
week,
this.
Next month.
Yes, in 2 weeks. Oh, so. All right. We have no minutes to approve at this point in time. So our new business is discussing prohibiting the sale of mind-altering products.
Yeah, and I think
Do we have someone coming on?
No, it shut me out, so now I gotta go back to, hold on. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sometimes it asks, are you still there? And it must have asked me and I didn't say yes, so then I got booted off. All right, so before I put that PowerPoint on, no one's there.
Okay, so we have no one on Zoom at this point. Mr. Sherlock, do you have any citizen comments? No? All right, Kathleen, would you like to do your presentation, or do we want to have a general discussion of mind-altering products?
So I just want to just give you a little preliminary before I show you the PowerPoint. So it came before the webinar that we watched last week, it came to my attention that 13 municipalities have banned natural and synthetic kratom, also known as a mind-altering drug. And so that's been started in 2024 to current, so there's 13. But I had Cassia do a little legwork for me a couple months ago. So she went to all the retail stores that we have, and we have, I believe it's 10 stores, retail stores out of 23 stores.
I know that's tobacco, so.
Yeah.
23. Out of retail?
Yeah.
I just don't have it.
Okay. So half of our retail stores are selling mind-altering drugs such as Crave, which is a Kratom, Feel Free, Green Monkey, Whole Herbs, Remarkable Herbs, Rush. I mean, there's so many names to it. So that's So this one particular store is selling over 10 different items. And so I just kind of wanted to put it out there that at least half of our retail stores are selling mind-altering, including psychedelic mushroom candy bars, which I did run by Detective Flynn. It is legal to sell 21 and over, but nonetheless, it's still mind-altering. So when it came to my attention that MAHB was going to have a webinar on the effects of Kratom, there was two municipalities that were on the webinar that banned it. One was Northampton and one was Canton. And then we had the legal, Michelle Sabara, who's our MAHB legal, municipality legal contract. And so we learned a lot about this particular tree from Southeast Asia that consuming its leaves and grow in high doses can lead to psychotic symptoms and psychological and physiological dependence. And so what I gave you in your meeting packet is just a little bit about, it's a drug fact sheet. But it's what we found in the webinar is that it's deceitfully marketed as natural, as a natural product, but indeed it's not. It's a synthetic opioid that works on the opioid receptors in the brain, and it's causing addiction as well as some other physical attributes that aren't healthy. And I've been wanting to talk to the board about this for a long time because, you know, the state and the town, we got rid of tobacco flavors, right? We got rid of vaping flavors. We got rid of all of those things. But to think that a 10, 12, 14-year-old can walk into 7-Eleven or walk into any other retail store and buy this feel-free energy drink and it has a mind-altering drug in it is, to me, a lot worse than vaping or smoking. It's my personal opinion.
There's no age limit on it at all.
Huh?
There's
mm-hmm.
no age limit on it.
There's no age limit on it. So, and then when I came across the psychedelic candy bar at one of the adult shops, I really felt like now was the time to really look into this. And so it all came at a good time that we watched this webinar. And Jeff, I'm going to show you. You can be part of this presentation that's really quite good. Keep losing it. Go, girl. So this particular presentation, can you see it over my head?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. What is really interesting, and I'm not going to read this to you, but just kind of go over it, that the prediction is that this particular mind-altering drug is the next wave of the opioid epidemic. And if you think about it in those terms, how many deaths have there already been from the pills themselves?
Many.
Right? How easy. There's no drug dealer involved. You just walk into a retail store and purchase it. And that, to me, is mind-blowing. So this is also called 7-OH. Now, the reason why they're calling it a new wave is if you look down here, right here, they all, from 1990 to current, you can see that first it was the prescription drugs, then it was the heroin, then it was the fentanyl. And to believe that this particular product is the same, linked as the same as those products and sold at a retail store. So we'll keep going. So it's designed to be addictive. It's potent enough. It's a potent opioid by design. There's several different names, as you can see at the bottom, 7-hydroxy, 7-OHMG, and 7, plus all these other names, which, again, green monkey, whole herbs, jungle juice, rush, there's a lot of different names, and it's very attractive to the youth. I mean, who wouldn't want to go in and buy some green monkey, you know, when you're 14? Anyways, I hope I'm doing this justice. So it's not prescribed, it's not purchased on the street, it's sold like candy at a retail store, and unfortunately Amazon and online. So there's, no matter what, people are gonna get it, but to me, it's, if we prohibit it here in our town, then we're adding a lot more prevention. Sorry, buddy, I'm putting her to sleep. She's snoring over there. My husband's in the room.
You know what bothers me is that even though we go and we say no, you can't sell that here, they can go to they can go to Medway, they can go to Bellingham, and they can buy it still. It's just, yeah. I know it's, to stop it here is good because the kids won't be able to do that here, but...
Yeah. We're doing our due diligence as
we are, but yeah. not enough.
No. I don't think other towns will follow.
Hopefully.
I live in Bellingham, and...
Do they talk about it?
One of the stores that's, like, right near my house, I pass it because this has been a topic we're talking about, bright green sign that says Kratom outside the smoke
man.
Shop. So I know they sell it.
Yep.
Look right there, right next to, I don't want to...
And, you know...
It's right, like, in the center.
These people that sell it can go to their town councilman, put pressure on them, say, hey, you know, you stop us from selling us, we're going to go out of business, you know, and so they say, yeah.
I think these people that are selling it probably don't even, like, realize, you know, it's marketed as something, and they probably don't realize that it's not actually natural. It's synthetically made, so the potency is much higher, and that's what's causing issues.
Yeah.
And don't forget what Cheryl said on that webinar, there is a consumer protection law on unfair practices, and they are deceptively marketing this as a natural, safe product.
Safe, herbal supplement,
yeah.
but it's synthetic.
It's all, yeah.
So it makes it an adulterated.
And it's also not approved food additive, like you were talking about. Why is it in dietary, what was it, supplements?
Yes.
Dietary supplements,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if there's too much more, and I've already said what it says here. There's no prescription needed, no dealer. They're sitting on the store shelves, like in gas stations and convenience stores, risky places where kids can purchase these drugs as easily as buying candy. And I don't know if you can hear me because I'm talking. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, we can hear.
You're good.
But these are what they're looking like.
Yeah, they can look like energy drinks.
Smurfs up here, yeah, energy
or
drinks.
Or like candy, yeah.
Can't, look at this. All right, so it says, while some 7-OH products are marketed as natural kratom, they are not the same.
Wow.
7-OH presents significant risks. And look at this, 13 times more potent than morphine.
Wow.
Wow.
I think what was interesting about the webinar when they were saying that some of the former service people are using it for PTSD mm-hmm. and they like the leaves, that the leaves were not actually being sold in the town. They were getting that from a different way. So mm-hmm. by limiting it within the town, it really didn't do their supply because their supply was, they were getting the actual natural leaves
right.
versus the synthetic ones.
Yeah.
You can go online and buy this stuff.
Yeah.
Where's the thing?
So in 2025, approximately 40%
Happy Hippo.
Oh, even reports were among individuals of using drugs of more than 40% in 2025. In the poison center cases involving kratom-related products, or I call it mind-altering products, look at how it's increased.
Hmm.
American families are reporting side effects such as dependency, withdrawals, overdose, and even death. It's not an alternative for approved treatments. It's not. Some people are taking it for to get off opioids. They're taking it as another treatment, like Suboxone. It's not. And so they're also saying it's not approved for chronic pain, depression, anxiety, and other mood disorders.
No, it's not approved for anything. It could be, if we could be guaranteed the natural form of it, it could be useful.
So I love
But this. It should be prescription form, and the DEA
yes.
was thinking at some point of making it a controlled substance.
Yeah.
It's something that would need to be prescribed for certain disorders, but that would be the natural form, not the synthetic. And we can't tell the difference between the natural and the synthetic that's in the in the stores. And so therefore we have to just ban
it all.
It all.
And when you say that, I like to include all mind altering, including those psychedelic, you know, mushroom
yeah,
candy bars.
Yeah, agreed.
I love this quote, though, even better than rolling back a public health crisis would be never having one in the first place.
I like him.
Right.
You know,
he's a smart guy.
So why the state's not doing anything about this, I don't know. And if it's being put on the town or towns or municipalities, then my recommendation is I would like to I would like to follow Northampton's regulation, because mm-hmm. she did an umbrella versus Canton, I think, just did the Kratom product. Mm-hmm. Because I thought
Canton did them all.
No, they didn't.
How many towns have done it?
13.
And then they also did, they were following the nicotine guidelines, and they need to go back and look at that.
Right, right. Okay.
It's 135.
But I think we should, all the things.
For what? Cities and towns? 135. What was my other point?
Do you have the list of the substances that they're, because I don't have that with me.
I like the umbrella idea.
I know that Northampton.
All the, and they called them unregulated novel intoxicating products. So that includes.
Yeah, so you don't have to say, oh, no, you can't do that. Yes, you can.
It includes synthetic.
Yeah, agreed. Cannabinoids.
Those are awful. Those should be. Nitrous oxide canisters.
Yeah.
That's something that the kids love.
I took pictures. So she had the zombie bath salts, the synthetic spice K2, the psychedelic mushrooms in candy form, nitric oxide canisters, and synthetic kratom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all.
Right. Yeah, and then you know there's going to be another wave of something else. And so we want to be able to say,
like, good language.
No,
it's a mind altering, therefore that's grouped as part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And getting ready for the next wave, too, right, of something else.
I think they try to have it be specific, and then when they went into the shops, they realized that there were no actual pure Kratom being sold. It was all synthetic. Even if it was marketed a certain way, it was all synthetic.
Right.
Yeah.
So they had to, like, go back and change things.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that we can learn from their experiences.
Yeah.
So,
how long ago has she had that up in Northampton?
Northampton,
2025-ish.
It's
only
fairly new.
October 16, 2025. They've all been in 2025 except for North Attleboro and Needham. They went a little earlier, 23 and 24. But and just so you know. Some side effects include weight loss, dry mouth, nausea, vomiting, constipation, liver damage, muscle pain, high blood pressure, dizziness, drowsiness, false beliefs, delusions, depression, trouble breathing, confusion, tremor, and seizures, to name a few. So I guess I would ask the board how you want me to move forward. There's already a template for the regulation, right? So it's not like I have to write a new regulation. We don't have to reinvent the wheel, but we do have to have a public hearing. We have to advertise what we're doing for 2 consecutive weeks.
Meetings.
2
meetings versus
2 meetings.
Weeks.
Huh?
You said weeks, meetings.
2 no, months. I have to advertise it.
Oh, for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
For the open.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can decide tonight or at our regular meeting how you want to go about it, but I think we're all kind of on the same page, and if
I think we are
sooner than later.
I like the idea of copying the lady from Northampton, the umbrella. And use that as a template, and I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to, you know, produce our own thing when she's already done all the research.
I'm not reinventing the wheel, not for this. Do you want to move forward for our April meeting, or do you want to move forward for our May meeting to have a public hearing and then, well, we have the public hearing in April and then vote it in May?
I'd say April. Why wait?
Just do it.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Canton that said that when they decided to do it, it was very quick?
Yes, they did.
Really?
Yeah, they did it in like a month and a half.
So we have time to advertise for 2 weeks before the next meeting?
Just barely.
Barely, right?
Yeah, just barely, because it's in like 2 weeks.
Put it out tomorrow.
But I also thought it was interesting that they asked people to take it off the shelves voluntarily, and they gladly do it. I don't think our guys are going to be glad to do it.
No, I don't think they, especially if that's 50% of the sales.
They said that they have been very strict.
We do it on the website, but like, I would think we'd have to be in by 5 o'clock, if our meeting's at 5. I think it's strict with the time and all that.
All right, so we may have to do it in May. We may have to have our public hearing in May and then vote it in June, because I won't have enough time to advertise it.
to be in compliance with open meeting law, so better be safe than sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because right. Yeah, I don't want it to be overturned because they go, oh, wait, you didn't cross that T, therefore it's void.
Or something
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Right. So we don't have enough time then.
I don't know. I guess I would have to have it in half an hour ago.
Was this?
Advertised by 5 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. Could it be?
Really?
Put it on the town agenda and our website.
What weekends
the town
don't
has
count?
A calendar.
Like 48 hours.
No, it's business days.
That's a week.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
We have like open meeting law. We have to have it in exactly. 48 hours. Do it or post it at least.
I mean, maybe there are a lot of people that don't just go on. I don't. I will start. But
no.
That don't go on. I mean, so that's not. That doesn't sound like advertising to me because people don't know that they need to go onto the website. I mean,
well, except for all of the tobacco people.
I think that we should be sending out letters to the people that are selling this so that they know.
This is
they
where we're headed.
They will not be selling this.
Yeah.
In a few months.
Well, no, I wouldn't advise doing that. It would cause a free for all.
They monitor us.
Yeah.
They'll know.
Where are they?
Well, no, because this was kind of worded. We did not actually say Kraton.
No.
If we had.
What did we say?
Mind-altering substances.
Substances.
A little more.
We wouldn't get.
I would think they'd even be more anxious to know because we're, addressing a lot of things.
Yeah, I would think.
Because when we started talking about the nicotine, they all came out.
Yeah. Well, that's how I think.
Well, that's kind of broad.
Yeah, but still, a lot of people didn't know about it.
So we just follow open meeting law with posting agendas and with. I would never send out a beware warning. We're going to do that because. I don't even think that's in compliance with open meeting law.
Are we going to post today's meeting, what we talked about?
Minutes, you could, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. If somebody reads that, they're going to see what we talked about today.
And then, I don't know.
Recording's going to be available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll get out.
Well, it will be on the April, May. It'll be on the May agenda.
Do we have a list specifically? That we could say right now in this meeting so that they can see it in the minutes of which substances we are going to ban.
Currently, we want to go with the bath salts.
Mm-hmm.
What was that list?
Bath salts, Delta 9 THC, psychedelic mushrooms, nitric oxide canisters, and synthetic cannabinoids along with
synthetic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's.
But the
six.
Do you have that
is
actual list? I can forward
that
this
they
to
could
you.
Sell.
Okay.
I think I have the slides,
say
but it's easier if you forward.
Yeah, because they didn't send out
the
slides like
that
you said they were going to.
Side
they were
going to
send us all the slides, but they didn't.
There's
but I took pictures of them. I didn't get it from
them. We'll have to see what happens.
I just took pictures.
Why can't we, before we decide which ones we're going to do, why don't we research a little bit more and make sure they can't sidestep?
No, but anything that has that chemical.
But we're saying mind altering, and then you could say, and others under this type of category.
Yeah,
you
got to
have something that has the generic comment that covers everything in the future or whatever.
Yeah, I understand. I just don't want to put this out there and then after we've done all this, someone comes up and says, well, you never said I could sell this.
Well, let me read the regulation. Why don't I send you all the Northampton regulation?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you all read that?
Yeah.
And then I'll put on the next agenda any comments about that particular draft regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can make comments and change it next month in April, in a couple weeks. And then we'll be more prepared for May.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
All
that's
right.
Great.
Because there will be another substance. We can also have Cassidy go do a little bit more research in those stores.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what else did she buy?
Go in there and buy some
she
of the stuff.
She goes undercover for me.
That's great.
She does.
Do you make her wear like a mask or anything?
I don't know if we need a vote. So I think, why don't you tell me what to do?
So I'm going to entertain a motion that we draft our own regulations based on the Northampton regulations that are already out there that we can review at our next meeting, and that we hold the open forum for the community to respond at the May meeting.
Sounds good. Very well said.
There's some other drugs that we could put under there.
Yeah, so
I could just get the entire list of these substances.
But I think we don't want to be the.
So they could hold an open meeting.
I don't want to list actually every single one, because I want it to be a little more broadly based, that they're covered under that. Because otherwise someone's going to say, well, this is a new one, and, well, all the other ones are actually listed.
And that'll just, but that'll, but then we say.
We could say, for example.
Right, for example, these are, but any unregulated. I like the way that they did that, unregulated novel intoxicating substances.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, there's a long list, but anything else that falls under there, and anything new that would meet, we can say all that.
And we can make comments back to Kathleen. Is there a second to the motion?
There's a second to the motion, yes.
Okay, is there any discussion? I like your comment.
Is there a discussion?
Well, we just opened it up.
Because I know Diane had.
No discussion here.
Yeah, she had the discussion in terms of the novel. Say it again.
What we're going to call unregulated novel intoxicating products or substances. That's kind of the term.
Right, to try and catch as much as we can.
And there is a long list, but that list is not.
But you can also say now in the future.
Right.
You know, in terms of now or in the future, to be that may be developed in the future or something, or you may list a few of them and just say et cetera, just to give some examples.
Well, you know, like with Body Works, we have like a whole paragraph on different names of what Body Works represents. So I think I like novel intoxicating products or substances. I think that covers a lot. So that was our discussion. That's what we want. Okay.
So I could get the.
Well, I thank you guys a lot.
Wait, we got a vote. Any other comments?
Oh, sorry.
No.
All right, we're gonna vote. How do you vote, Jeff? Yes, that you approve of what you just made the motion on, or not?
Yes, I approve.
Diane?
Yes, I approve.
Kim approves as well.
Thanks.
And now I say thank you.
This is a cute little dog.
Come here.
Thank you.
Come here. I'm going to go say hi to everybody. Go ahead.
And then I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
I second that.
And Jeff,
no,
how do you vote?
Jeff, you got a second.
I vote. I didn't. She seconded.
No,
I made
the vote, and Diane made the second.
Okay.
I vote yes.
Diane?
Yes.
Kim votes yes. We are adjourned.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh.
Diane second, and you all said yes.
Correct. You got it.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.